T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We were talking about Renaud Lavoie, about restricted free agents, but UFAs, actually, there are two Sharks in the RFA discussion, Kevin LeBanc and Timo Meier. So the Sharks are one of the teams people are talking about. You know, not a ton of cap space. They've got UFAs. They've got Pavelski. They've got Thornton. Does Marleau want to go back there? We're going to the Western Hotline, and he is nice enough to join us really early out west. Dan Rozanowski, Sharks play-by-play man since their very first season back in the early 90s, is with us right now on WGR. Dan, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, and thanks for coming on with us bright and early out there.
No problem. Great to be with you.
I wanted to get you on because there are guys like Nyquist and Donskoy that I'm not sure San Jose can afford, and I'd love to see, you know, if the Sabres can get them. But Pavelski, let me ask you about him real quick, Dan, because there was a report that the Sabres have at least reached out to Pavelski's camp. Now, neither one of us thinks Joe Pavelski would, no offense to Buffalo, would want to play here. He's going to want to go someplace he can win a cup. Could you put in a good word with Joe about Buffalo by any chance?
I don't think I'll be involved in any of those discussions. They call that tampering, I think. I'm not sure. But I'll tell you what, he really is going to get, obviously, a lot of interest in this little period between now and when official unrestricted free agency begins, the time that teams can actually talk. And Obviously that's his right to do, and we'll just see how it all plays out. I think everything that he's indicated is that he wants to stay with the Sharks, and that's not a surprise to us either.
How does San Jose, so they get Carlson, with that and all these guys, who do you think are the priorities to keep? How do they make all this work on those priorities?
Well, obviously it's important to keep the young players on your team that you know are going to be part of your club for a long time. Those are the people you've developed. People like Timo Meier and Kevin LeBanc really come to mind. The advantage that the Sharks have is that they're restricted free agents. So retaining their services, at least, will be possible. As to what dollar figure that is, that's a different issue. But on the Pavelski side, obviously, that's an unrestricted free agency situation. Same thing for defenseman Tim Heed and Jonas Donskoy and also Gus Nyquist. So it's pretty obvious to everybody here that not all of those players are going to be coming back, and I think you wisely pointed out the ones that probably aren't. But I think that they feel that they can put this together in such a way that it works for everybody, because we've got something special going on with the culture in San Jose and something that players really want to be part of. And certainly they've been so close to winning the Stanley Cup. I really honestly believe, had the Sharks been a little bit healthier, they easily could have beaten the St. Louis Blues, and if they had, they probably would have been running around with the cup right now. So it's one of those situations where you've got a team where it's in a great place to live. Players want to be in that culture that really is an entrepreneurial one. That's the way I would describe it. And then the other part of it is that these guys want to finish the job they started.
So, you know, we mentioned a couple of UFA names that I think, sure, by cap and just you can't keep everybody, would be in the discussion here. And we're interested in the Sabres here trying to get some guys to help their offense. So I wanted to get your thoughts on both Gustav Nyquist and Jonas Donskoy. I mean, Nyquist to a much lesser extent because of his time was in Detroit. But so let's start with Donskoy and tell me about the strengths and what you think of his game.
Well, you know what? I really like Jonas Donskoy. I think he's a player that has a great attitude, first of all. He comes to work every day. He's a popular guy with his teammates. Those are all important characteristics. But he's got what I call the sisu. You know, that's the word that they use in Finnish when it comes down to the toughest moments in life, and you reach inside whatever is in your personality and you drag something out, that little extra bit of energy. I suppose that the other analogy would be you've got this old tube of toothpaste. You don't think there's anything left, and you squeeze a little bit and something comes out to fill up your toothpaste. We've done that a million times, and he is able to do that at those critical moments. You know, he had an overtime goal in Stanley Cup final against Pittsburgh in 2016. But last season was a tough year for him because he went through a lengthy period without scoring any goals. And obviously that's what he wants to do. So he really struggled offensively. And that's something that probably made it a little bit easier to put him into the situation where he is now, where he might want to find a better solution somewhere else, because he saw his ice time curtailed a little bit at times during the season. But for the most part, he was really reliable on both ends of the rink, and he was getting his chances. So I just think it was a spate of bad luck. He went from January 10th until the end of the season without scoring a goal, and yet he had so many great chances. So it was a frustrating second half of the year for him. But I'd say that he's got that sisu, he's got that work ethic, and he's a guy that's good to have around your team.
Yeah, I was curious. You know, you mentioned opportunities, and you know, maybe getting a better opportunity somewhere else. You look at his numbers, Dan. You see, you know, 10 to 15 goals, 30, 35-ish points, and you mentioned ice time. It went down about a minute and a half a game last year. Do you think he has the offensive ability or the overall ability to flourish in a larger role? Like, I mean, he didn't have to be, you know, have a big role in San Jose because of all the guys on the roster. Could he flourish going to a team where they'd ask him to take on a larger role?
Yeah, I think it's possible he could do that. In fact, for much of his time here, he was in the top six group, so he was getting those opportunities to play. He has a really long stick. That's interesting. Some people say that he should shorten it a little bit, but other people say that it gives him an advantage to reach the puck when other people don't expect him to do that. And he's got if you've ever seen him in a shootout, in individual skills, he's got the ability to score. He's got some great moves. So, no, he's someone that's a fine player.
Okay. And again, you didn't have a lot of time watching Nyquist. You spent, a handful of games in San Jose, but could you give us your thoughts on what you saw from him?
I like him too. He's a cerebral player. He's somebody that obviously needs a little bit of time to adjust to clubs. That's probably a disadvantage when he came to this team, because he came at the deadline to the end of the season. But he fit in well, and personally, he'll do that. He's a great guy, somebody that that I think makes plays with intelligence. That's the way I describe him. He seems to be a good positional player. He can skate well. And he's got nice tools to go along with that. I would say that in his area, again, it's his intelligence, it's his hockey IQ that comes to the fore when it comes to making decisions on the ice at high speed. That's one of his strengths.
And Dan, the other thing I want to ask you about for sure with the RFA guys, and with their cap situation and with Pavelski and Thornton, and who knows if Marlowe's bought out, maybe he wants to go back to San Jose. With Timo Meier and Kevin LeBanc, could you, again, talk a little bit about their value respectively, and who knows if there's an offer sheet or not, but it seems like San Jose would be a team you might want to attack because of the cap and because there are two talented young players who are out there potentially.
Now, be careful of what you wish for. You attack and you get attacked later. That's usually what happens, and one of the reasons why you don't see very many offer sheets thrown out there. But I'd say that Timo Meier is just becoming a quintessential power forward. He's scored 30 goals this year. He plays in all big situations, and he's just a really great human being, a very mature guy for someone that's in his early 20s. As far as Kevin LeBanc is concerned, he's a sniper. He really has a great shot. Just go back to Game 7 against Vegas when he put the Sharks in front with that famous fourth power play goal and that major penalty. That just goes to show you what kind of a nose for the net he's got. He's probably the most improved player on the Sharks this year, if you had to pick somebody. And that's the benefit of working next to Joe Thornton all season long and learning how the big guy works and how he approaches the game and the little things that he's done to get a 20-year Hall of Fame career. So I think he's benefited a lot from that experience and around some of the other veterans on the Sharks. And he's really taken that work ethic to heart and improved his game. So he still can be a little bit inconsistent defensively at times, but boy, he's reduced that inconsistency a great deal because of all of the work and because he's following people like Thornton and Pavelski and Burns and all those other guys that put that extra time in each and every day on the Sharks. And that just gets back to the culture that the Sharks have.
Final thing, is Thornton back?
That's what we hear, and they're going to find room for him too, which obviously is something that will make Doug Wilson a sorcerer, because he can get everybody signed. But he believes he can, and I think if anybody can do it, if anybody can make it all work, it's the general manager of the Sharks. He's been doing that for many years.
Well, we'll see what happens with all these moving pieces. Again, Dan, thanks for getting up early out west and coming on with us this morning. Enjoy your off season.
Well, I'm enjoying my cup of coffee here, and always nice to talk to my friends in Buffalo. So I look forward to doing that in the future. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.